In 1988, an earthquake in Armenia killed 40,000 people. A year later, an earthquake of equal size and strength struck Northern California. It killed 62 people. Brian Tucker is president of Geohazards International, a nonprofit group based here in California that encourages countries to adopt better preventive measures. He says one of the reasons poor countries have such dramatically higher death rates from natural disasters is that these countries often don't enforce their own building codes.
I remember talking to a minister of construction, and I said that, you know, we're here to try to help in any way we can improve building construction and tell you how other people are doing this. And he said, well, we had earthquakes in the past, but that was a long time ago, and we've gotten over that phase. And I invited him to look out the window, and I said, you know, as long as you see those mountains there, you can be sure that there will be earthquakes of equal size. So I think people don't realize that these infrequent events will occur again.
In poorer countries, you're still faced, though, with the reality that I know from living in California, retrofitting old buildings or building new buildings to be earthquake highly resistant, it's very expensive.
Absolutely. We have sometimes used retrofitting as a teaching tool. For example, we can go to a village in Kathmandu, which has a very, very vulnerable school, and we have demonstrated by training local masons how to strengthen that school. In fact, it would be much cheaper to bulldoze the existing school and put up a plywood frame building instead.
What do you do with entire cities like Bam, Iran, or Mexico City had a terrible, deadly earthquake. Whole entire cities that retrofitting is too expensive for and can clearly not be torn down.
What we try to emphasize is just trying to pick on what new construction, as a start, let's focus on not repeating the same mistakes. Retrofitting is something that some countries can afford to do, and in some special facilities like a hospital or a parliament, it may be justified. The rule of thumb is that the difference of the cost of an earthquake-resistant building with a poorly constructed building is something like 5%. Of course, it varies a lot depending on whether you're talking about a garage or a hospital.
How realistic is it to think that these will be built?
As long as we blame the death and destruction on Mother Nature, then I think the chances are small. And I realize at the same time that there's tremendous pressure to get these poor people who are out in nature and in extreme conditions back into some kind of good accommodations. And so there is a pressure to try to hurry. But at the same time, it seems to me there should be some deliberate attempt to not only construct the buildings properly and in the proper places, but to train local people on how to do that and why it is being done. We've got their attention at this point, of course.
Brian Tucker is the founder of Geohazards International. Thanks very much.
Thank you.